In a dramatic turnabout, it appears Michigan is about to repeal its so-called right-to-work law. The state legislature approved that repeal this week. It's a big win for unions in a state that is considered a cradle of the labor movement. We have more from Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta.
Michigan has a storied union history, including battles to organize auto plants going back to the 1930s. And then labor became a powerful political force in the state. So it was a gut punch to labor when the Republican-led state legislature in 2012 voted to make Michigan a right-to-work state, and it was quickly signed by a Republican governor. So union activists were thrilled as they witnessed a legislature controlled now by Democrats voting to repeal Michigan's right-to-work law and sending it to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The Democratic governor has made scrapping the law a priority.
It's huge.
Michigan AFL-CIO President Ron Bieber says this is a day he's been waiting for and working toward for over a decade.
It's huge for the entire labor movement nationally to have a victory for working people and make progress for a change.
Right-to-work laws allow workers in a union shop to opt out of paying union dues. Unions often call that the, quote, right to freeload, because those workers can get many of the benefits of union membership without actually belonging to the union. This is the first time in nearly six decades that a state legislature has voted to repeal a right-to-work law. Republican State Senator Thomas Albert says repealing right-to-work is a mistake. He says it should be up to workers to decide whether they want to be part of a union and also that it will be bad for business.
Businesses that are already here aren't going to want to grow, and businesses that are looking to develop and find a good place to work and establish some roots, they're going to go somewhere else.
That's a false choice, says Democratic State Representative Regina Weiss, who sponsored one of the right-to-work repeal bills.
You don't have to choose to support business and then also choose to screw over workers. You can support business, you can support workers at the same time. And supporting workers actually also helps support investments into our economy.
The bigger danger is uncertainty, says Sandy Baruja. He's the president of the Detroit Regional Chamber. It's a business group, but one of its stated missions is promoting harmonious union management relationships. He says businesses consider right to work to be a net gain, but the state needs to be consistent.
Consistency in itself is hugely important.
But Baruja says Michigan isn't consistent, and fostering more stability in taxes and other costs, for example, would help counter the effects of repealing right to work.
We change from governor to governor. Sometimes even within a governor's period of time that he or she is in office.
Baruja says shifting with the political winds puts Michigan at a disadvantage against red states like Texas, Tennessee, and South Carolina, and higher tax blue states like Massachusetts. Michigan Democrats' legislative majorities are very, very thin, one vote apiece in the House and the Senate. Control could easily shift in the future. Also, some right-to-work advocates are considering a ballot drive to reverse what the legislature just did and ask voters to put a right-to-work amendment in the Michigan Constitution. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.